What the fuck?
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 Hi, it's Glenn here from FakeChamp.net with another episode of What the Fuck Was That? The micro podcast that sniffs the skid marks left behind by some of cinema's stankiest offerings. How awesome is Die Hard? Die Hard, Die Hard 2,
Die Harder,
Die Hard with a Vengeance, and even Live Free and Die Hard. And then there was A Good Day to Die Hard. What the fuck? Something went wrong. Something went very wrong. Only a year or two earlier, the franchise had proved to have a lot of steam left in it when Part 4 came along and really kicked some serious ass. But suddenly, for no reason at all, Bruce Willis rocked up and completely shat on the character that had become so ingrained in the institution of Hollywood, where he was once a hugely sympathetic, hardened, wisecracking, tough guy. He's now reduced to an arrogant, racist fuckwit. So John McClane travels to Moscow, where he throws the Yankee Trump card at everybody he crosses paths with, like regular civilians for fuck's sake.
Speak American, you Russian vodkin swilling commies.
Actually, he appears to have lost touch with humanity entirely, and watching his egotistical and mean-spirited antics is really fucking sad to see. The script is atrocious and basically serves as a means of getting from one action sequence to the next. Huge concept action sequences too. It's a non-stop demolition derby as John McClane trashes everything he sets his sights on. And the dialogue? Oh my god, it's fucking awful too. He runs around telling every fucking commie that he's on vacation. It's laborious, it's self-serving, and it's really fucking bloated. And what's with American movies in Russia? Seriously, every American movie set in Russia ends up at Chernobyl. It's like the go-to for Hollywood Russian finales, for fuck's sake. A Good Day to Die Hard is a monumental misstep in the Die Hard franchise. It's insulting to the audience, and it devalues the whole series.
Not to mention the legacy of the character.
Bruce Willis is a fucking douche. He gave up long ago. He doesn't give a shit anymore. He's actually threatening a sixth installment where he hopes to retire the character. Well, let's just hope that if that happens, he goes down with fucking dignity and fucking simplicity. He needs to get back on track and remember why the character was so loved in the first place. So that's enough from me. Follow the FakeChamp.net podcast on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher. Find us on Facebook and join in the fun. And I'll catch you next time.